We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
It's Super Earnings Thursday on this side of the Atlantic. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Very good morning. So we've got a big earnings day today, and I've got Will Bain with me just to talk through the numbers. First up, Will, what's happening with NatWest? Because obviously that bank was in the news of the controversy that its boss had to leave. They resigned. Any more fallout?
Yeah, morning, Leanna. Been a really interesting morning here in the UK because basically there's been results from just about every company in every corner of the economy. So a real good health check of the UK economy. Those banks, first of all, though, yeah, a pretty bad day for NatWest following a pretty bad day yesterday. Dame Alison Rose, the chief executive, of course, was forced to leave her role in a row with the leading Brexit politician Nigel Farage over revealing details of his bank account with Coutts, a subsidiary of her bank, NatWest. Shares fell over 3.5% by the close yesterday in London. That wiped £850 million, more than $1 billion, off the value of NatWest this morning.
What about the other banks? Who else has reported financial results today?
Yeah, so we had Lloyds Banking Group, Britain's biggest mortgage lender, out yesterday, and Barclays, another one of Britain's biggest banks, reporting today. Both of them have bumper profits, but share prices fell because of warnings around what they called bad loans in there. So Barclays, for example, today said they were going to set aside £900 million again, in excess of $1 billion, for these bad loans. And interestingly, Barclays, in their results, said that they were quite exposed to credit card debt in the United States in their US credit card business. And there was a sort of warning about that if customers came under pressure, for perhaps that might be a weakness in the second half of the year.
Yeah, interesting. It's quite surprising, actually, that link. Also, we've had some big utility companies reporting today, some natural gas and oil companies. What's that from them?
Always in the firing line politically at the moment, aren't they? Big fossil fuel companies. Shell, one of the giants of the sector. Shell's profits, they had those record ones last year at the height of the Ukraine war, height of the oil price, gas prices. They've more than halved, down from in excess of $11 billion to around $5 billion this year. So a huge fall for Shell, perhaps reflecting those falls in commodity prices, in oil and gas prices.
And we've had another couple of numbers out today. Nestle, quite interested in that one.
Big profits, despite that sort of cost of living squeeze and that inflationary squeeze, which is, of course, what's keeping central bank governors up at night in terms of tackling that inflation picture and taming some of that spending. But some of the spending and some of the inflationary, apparently, especially if you're cat people like me and you, Nestle was saying that higher prices, not just for Kit Kat chocolate bars, but for Purina cat food that it owns, had gone up, and that had seen it raise its sales forecast for the second half of the year. So Gus Thomas, my cat in my house, he certainly chomps his way through that.
And
he's contributing
directly
to inflation, cat-based inflation, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, thank you so much, Will Bain. Thanks so much for chewing through the numbers for us with that one.
My pleasure.
Now, enough of cat-based inflation. Let's bring you up to speed with some of the other numbers. Big French engine company Total Energies, their profits fell there 28% in the second quarter. Oil and natural gas prices are down, and Europe's region-wide Stoxx 600 added just under 1%, as investors are betting that the Fed's latest increase could be its last for a while. A fire on a cargo ship carrying around 3,000 cars off the Netherlands could burn for days, according to the Dutch Coast Guard. The fire broke out yesterday, killing one person and injuring several others. The ship was on its way from Germany to Egypt. With more details, here's the BBC's correspondent in the Netherlands, Anna Honigan.
A major salvage operation is in full swing in an area of the North Sea designated a World Heritage Site. A Coast Guard said the authorities were looking into whether the fire had started with one of the 25 electric cars on board. At least seven crew members jumped overboard to escape the flames and were rescued from the water, while the rest were airlifted to hospital by helicopter, where they were treated for breathing difficulties and broken bones. Only the side of the vessel is being sprayed by emergency teams operating from the sea to avoid flooding the deck, sinking the fragile freighter and sparking an environmental catastrophe.
Anna Holligan with that report. President Putin is hosting African leaders at a special summit in St. Petersburg today, but the attendee list is smaller than it has been, and the issue of food security is certain to be on the table. The BBC's Stephen Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
For the Kremlin, this summit is not just about boosting cooperation with Africa or increasing Russia's influence there. It gives Vladimir Putin a political stage. But unlike the first Russia-Africa summit in 2019, attended by 43 African leaders, this time only 17 are expected to take part. For those heads of state who have made the journey to St. Petersburg, one of their biggest concerns right now is food security, following Russia's decision to pull out of the UN-brokered grain deal.
Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. Now, the Italian government has approved measures to help families and businesses hit by extreme weather events as the country reels from a heatwave in the south and fierce storms in the north. The BBC's Sofia Bitza reports.
The decree approved by the government introduces a special furlough scheme. It will allow building and farming companies with employees who cannot work from home and stay out of the sun to be compensated for temporary layoffs. The Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, said conditions this summer have put Italy to the test.
Sofia Bitiza there. And finally, TikTok is launching its own e-commerce business, taking on players like Shein and Temu. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.